Jim. This is very exciting. He's an Australian singer, best known for winning the fifth season of Australia's Got Talent when he was just 14 years old.
Where does Tom go?
And also, what are we doing?
I know.
This person's winning Australia's Got Talent at 14. God, we suck. He's appeared on The Voice and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. His new single, Goodbye, is out now. He's a good friend of our executive producer, Producer Grace. He's also definitely the kebab on The Masked Singer. Please welcome Jack Vidgen. Jack, welcome.
Hi.
It's all anyone's talking about, Jack. You know, we've got to put the rumours to rest. Do you actually know our producer, Grace?
I do. Okay, I do. Is that the rumour?
Yeah, that is a rumour. Because she's been claiming she's a close personal friend. She claims she has your phone number.
Yeah, we've been friends for years. I love Grace. I miss Grace.
Okay. Oh. All right. Jack, are you the kebab?
No, I'm not.
Two lies already, Jack.
No, I'm waiting for Channel 10 to call me up. I want to do the show.
Okay, Jack, look, we're just going to rip straight into it because this is the big question. I mean, Producer Grace, friend of yours, she knows your voice, back to front.
Producer, you can come to the studio.
Come on, Grace.
On the record.
Mm. Because, Grace, would you agree? I mean, you know Jack's voice.
Yeah.
Now, you heard the kebab singing the other night. And you just said to us off air, you are willing to put your house on the fact that that is Jack Vidgen. Jack, how would you explain that?
I don't know. I mean,
look, I know Jack can't give anything away. It's, if it is him, obviously, and I don't want to throw him under the bus, but I would put my house on it.
Okay, put your house.
Looks like you're losing your house, dog.
You might be hanging out with Grace sooner than you thought. She's homeless,
I know,
and she was
sleeping on my couch.
Well, Jack, first things first, mate. How are you? The release of the new song, Goodbye. This must be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's been a bit of an emotional week just because it's such a personal song. And it's, it's the song Goodbye. It's about my past relationship with drug abuse. So it's been a bit of a heavy topic for me, but it feels really good to kind of be able to share this part of my story and get it out into the world.
Jack, how hard is it when you're in the writing process for a song like this that obviously has such a personal and emotional connection with you? How hard is it to get the words down and to make sure that you capture it in the way that you want to do so?
Oh, it was really easy for this song. It just kind of happened. I think we wrote it within about an hour and then I was recording the vocals and so it just kind of flowed out. I mean, I wrote it the week after I decided to get sober and it was after a pretty scary close call experience and I think it just kind of, yeah, it just, I think it was meant to be. It was very healing for me.
You said there, like, you wrote in an hour. Do you ever put a time frame on when you're writing songs? Like, that it should be, it take a bit longer, or it should be shorter? You just sort of put it down and be like, all right, if it's done, it's done?
It never really takes longer than a couple of hours, really, to get the song. It depends. I mean, the last 6 months, for some reason, the writing sessions have been a lot quicker. I feel like I've just been in more of a writing space. But I mean, I usually do a writing session for about 4 hours all up, and I try and record a demo in that time as well.
How do you know when a song is done? I mean, when you're going through the recording process and the writing
process.
You never know.
Do you look back at songs that you've put out and you're like, oh, I wish I could just slightly change that or maybe move this lyric?
Oh, always. I think I'll always do that, but I just have to learn to be happy with what I've put out. Okay. The perfectionism in me.
Yeah. Jack, you look at your, you know, kebab costume and you go, there just needs to be an extra piece of lettuce right there on the top.
Well, I mean, question for you, Jack, nothing to do with Masked Singer or the kebab or anything, but on a night out, you know, when you're wrapping up the night out and you're like, oh, I'm hungry, I've had a big night, it's probably 3 a.m. in the morning, what's your go-to food?
Go-to food? There's this on Oxford Street. Just up from Stonewall, which is this like gay bar, is this place. I just don't know what it's called, but they do the best pizza.
Come on,
pizza and kebabs.
They also do kebabs there too. Apparently,
Grace, you've been there. Haven't you?
I've been there. Yes.
Grace, are they known more for their pizza?
Grace, we have been there together. I've never gotten a kebab in my life.
But they have the option for kebabs.
They do. I think you're more the kebab guy.
Jack.
Yeah, I usually get pizza and a kebab.
Jack, is it true? Is it true that when you were auditioning for The Masked Singer, the two costume options they gave you was a pizza or a kebab?
It's not me.
You couldn't be a pizza because pizza's so like, you know, like it's flat. You know what I mean? Like a kebab, you can fit a person in.
And that's why you chose the kebab.
Yeah,
that
makes sense.
Yeah. Is that why you chose it, Jack?
It's not me.
Oh, Jack, you are a good sport, mate. We appreciate you coming on the show. I do feel like a kebab now. Have you been to Hobart before, Jack?
I've been once before, but it was years ago. It was for a Christmas gig. It's probably about 10 years ago, so I need to come back.
You do, because we have a place in Sandy Bay called Mykonos, and they do awesome kebabs. They do Mykonos. They do awesome kebabs.
Oh, good. Well, I'll be sure to check it out.
There's a few good pizza places as well, Grace.
Yeah, definitely some good pizza places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tiamo.
Cool. Yeah. Tiamo, you've been there a few times?
No, I haven't been there, actually.
Are you friends with Jack Vision or not? Jack, mate, we appreciate you coming on the show. The new single, go and have a listen to it. Goodbye. It is out right now. Jack, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Take it off. Take it
off. Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.